Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So we're here outside Cambridge United's football ground. We're actually at gate 38. And the reason that we're here is because there's an interesting bridge which goes over Coldham's Brook. So if we just walk a few metres up these steps, let's have a look and see what's actually in the brook at the moment. I think if we were to jump in there, we would get our feet just slightly damp, but obviously a lot of vegetation is now filling up what should be a flowing stream.
I can't see anything, but I can see the greenery. I can possibly see a little bit of damp. There's no indication that it's ever been a brook to a certain extent.
Where we are, there's actually, parallel to us, another ditch, which is the Cambridge East Main Drain. And some of the water which should be in Coldham's Brook has been captured by the East Main Drain, which drains into Barnwell Lake. So we'll have a little look at that later on. But let's just have a look at the other side of the bridge, see if we can see any more chance of water. And
it's a little bit more promising, but it's very green and it's very gunky as well.
It's very gunky. There's no obvious flow and it's essentially covered with duckweed. And this is an indication that we've got this combination at the moment of warm weather, very low flow and a lot of nutrients in the water, which is causing this blossoming of mountain material.
And how long has it been like this?
Sadly, since as long as I've been in Cambridge, which was 2000, these chalk streams around Cambridge have not been flowing in the way that they ought to. And I think if we trace back the history, it dates back to large-scale water abstraction from the chalk. Because all of the water that we use in Cambridge, whenever we turn on our tap, comes from underground, from the chalk. It's very pure water, it's very clean water, it's very cheap for the water companies to process before they pipe it to our homes. But it does mean that that's water which would otherwise be going to nature, and we've lost that.
And is this because of the development that's happened already? And there's plenty of development which is planned for the future, but Cambridge has, over these past couple of decades, had quite a bit of development, housing, businesses. Is that the ultimate cause of what we're seeing in front of us?
Well, I think for many of us who look around Cambridge at the moment, we think there's an explosive growth going on, and there certainly is. But there's an explosive growth that's been going on for a number of years now. So certainly that's one reason why we're not getting enough water into nature. It's because we keep adding taps and adding more taps. But the other problem is that we're all using more water than we used to. So it's typically said that we use four times more water than our grandparents did. And this combination of us using more water and there being more people, that's what's really causing this. I can only describe it as a crisis in our chalk streams.
And does this vary from season to season? I mean, for example, in September, it felt like it never was going to stop raining at all. Would this have, at that point, have had more water in it?
Well, the thing about chalk streams is that the water falls on the chalk and then percolates through before it reaches the water table. Now, when we have a lot of vegetation, so during the summer especially, any water that falls gets caught by those trees, by the grass, and there's very little, if any, that actually seeps down into the water table. So during the summer, at the height of summer, then water levels will be naturally flow low and the springs will have less power in them and the streams will have very little flow in them. But during the winter, just before spring, is when they should be at their maximum power.
So up to a point, the chalk streams almost act as a bank where a repository is put in.
That's an excellent way of thinking about it, yes, yes. And you can't take out more than you put in, as any depositor investor will know. And sadly, that's exactly what we're doing. And the net result of that is that not just that the streams, as we're seeing here, have very little water in them, but in a number of cases, they have no water in them. And this is absolutely devastating for the ecology that exists in these streams.
I noticed not too far away when I was cycling in, there was a beware of the toad sign, which I don't think I'd noticed before. Are there many toads around?
Yes, there are. And the things about toads is that they're migratory animals. And we know that the Barnwell Lake, which is just over there, a few hundred metres over there, is one of the areas where they like to breed. And I know that on Newmarket Road, for a while now, the Amphibian Society has been having nightly help the toad across the road sessions during the winter, and they're in their peak migration.
Your film, which we can see at the Cambridge Film Festival a little later this month, what was your starting point for that?
Well, in 2019, Councillor Katie Thornborough had called a meeting at the Cambridge Guildhall, which was entitled something like The Chalk Streams Crisis. And that was really something of an awakening for me when I realised that, yes, water was becoming not just an issue, it was becoming a major issue. So I started delving into Cambridge's relationship with water at that point. I became fascinated by this water course, which is known as Hobson's Conduit, which flows into the centre of Cambridge. And I wondered how it was that we'd allowed, for instance, what would once have been flowing water in the market, how would we allow that to be disappeared so that now we just have a dry fountain? What can be sadder than a dry fountain in the marketplace?
And your previous work, what else have you done in the past on film?
In the past, I've only made short films, so originally when I set out to work on this documentary, it was going to be a short documentary about Hobson's Conduit, about the history, about the heritage. So in 2020, I met up with Nigel Kinnings, who's a filmmaker who's worked on other films connected with water. And when I explained what I was doing, he was very keen to get involved and to really develop this into a more ambitious project. So it was through his initiatives, I think, that we started to interview a number of people. So in the film, you'll see not just ecologists and geologists and hydrologists, but planners, people who are involved with water in all of its forms. So people from the water company, from the environment agency. I think it gives, a rounded picture of what is the situation with regard to water and to growth in Cambridge at the moment.
And in terms of seeing the film, obviously there's a chance at the film festival. But beyond that, where else might we be able to see the film?
Well, the whole idea is this is supposed to be a campaigning film. It's a film, it's a call for action. It's a call for action on all of our parts. And if you go to the film website, which is purecleanwater.film, you'll see a section there on the website called Call for Action, where you can get involved with one of the many campaign groups which are concerned with water in the Cambridge area. So groups like the Cam Valley Forum and the Friends of the Cam. So I'd really encourage anybody who has any concerns to please join those groups and become more involved with water. So as part of that, we want to take the film out into the community. We think that it's got a wider remit and interest rather than just Cambridge. Throughout Southeast England, the same concerns about water and growth and the environment and how those three items fit together is a very common theme. So in the first instance, we're hoping to be taking it to audiences in cinemas throughout other parts of Southeast England, but will certainly be other community events in Cambridge either late this year or early next year.
And the showing at the film festival, there's a talk, I think, afterwards as well.
Yes, there's a panel discussion with myself, with Councillor Katie Thornborough, and with one of the sponsors of the environment section of the film festival this year.
Cambridge 105 Radio.